You know, you come across stories which you think, well, no, this is not possible. This is just not possible. But unfortunately, it is possible and it's true. I can't think of a more dastardly crime than the one I'm about to share with you. It concerns a 37-year-old bloke called Robert Donoghue from Taree. He's been sentenced to just 3 years behind bars for raping intellectually disabled men on the mid-north coast. The offences were in the Taree area and were committed since 2011. Detectives started investigating in 2013 after getting a tip-off and arrested the 37-year-old at his home in September 2014. He was initially charged with 7 counts of having sexual intercourse with a person with a cognitive impairment and 6 counts of aggravated sexual assault of a victim with cognitive impairment, disabled people, intellectually disabled men. These charges related to 3 men, all with intellectual disabilities. Can you imagine some low bastard doing this? I mean, sexual assault's bad enough, horrific, but with intellectually disabled men. I've been following the case through the court since that date, where he was bizarrely, repeatedly granted bail by various magistrates and district court judges. After a trial in December last year, Donoghue was found guilty of 2 counts of sexual intercourse on a person with cognitive impairment and 3 counts of aggravated sexual assault with a victim of cognitive impairment. He was then found not guilty of 5 charges and a number of others were set aside. Now, you can imagine how hard it is for prosecutors and police when you're dealing with men with intellectual disabilities. I mean, it's very difficult. Very difficult. Let alone the scarring on these poor men. After more than a year out on bail, Donoghue finally had his bail revoked while awaiting sentence. On Friday of last week, the Downing Centre District Court, Robert Donoghue was sentenced to a minimum of 3 years behind bars by the acting judge, Williams. With time already served, he'll be eligible for parole in November of 2018. But can there be any lower form of life than this grub who is guilty of raping intellectually disabled men? What a low life. And he'll be no doubt welcomed with open arms by some people inside the New South Wales prison system.